So the intensity of those soulmates are predicated on how well those mates know each other. Not each other, but know themselves, I think is probably the real truth of it. Once you know yourself, then you know better what you're looking for in your mate, you know. And there is a scientific explanation of maybe that. You know, as far as the St. Francis prayers, it's just so important to understand rather than be understood, to love rather than be loved. You will never find love unless you learn to give love. I really believe that in my heart of hearts, that unless you learn to give it, you can't have it. I'm kind of a geek in like a nurturing way now, which is really, you know, I mean, I'm looked at like a nurturing man, which is really kind of, you know, it's like, it's still hard to swallow that pill because, you know, it's just not been my forte. I got to tell you that, you know, I'm kind of like a butthead. And yet that change of character and through the application of the 12 steps, it's helped me to be more understanding, to be learn to give rather than to look what I'm going to get. So, you know, that's kind of one of the things that represents the St. Francis prayer. It's one of the most, and it's in dying that we're reborn, which I think symbolizes the whole 12 steps. Talk about in step 4, that all the faulty foundation of my life will have to be torn out and built anew on firm bedrock. The truth of it is, I don't even know what kind of woman I wanted until I started becoming the man that I always wanted to be, you know. And that's when I started finding women that represented what I wanted. And my belief is that as far as the women that have crossed my path, each one of them had led me and helped me to find what kind of woman I really want to be with. And that means every one of them is an asset. Every one of them has helped me to grow and flower in my life. That's the way that it needs to be for me, because I can't fail. Everything's got to be an asset.